On Friday, John Strahle received a citation, but not the criminal kind. Legislative citations are given out to honor an individual or group, and this one commends the Sitka mystery writer and private investigator for his contributions to the state of Alaska. Before the honor was approved by the House, though, Representative and fellow Sitkin Jonathan Christ Tompkins chimed in with an objection.
Representative Christ Tompkins, do you wish to speak to your objection?
Very much so, Mr. Speaker, and I object because I think it would be an injustice not to further illustrate for the record the many reasons why we as a body are honoring John Strahle today.
Those many reasons have roots in his career, which Christ Tompkins says has taken Strahle down a few odd paths.
He's been a blacksmith, a frontier janitor, as previously mentioned, a circus clown, and a poet. And he's probably most well known for his prose and poetry in Alaska.
It was that prose and poetry that earned Strahle the title of Alaska's State Writer Laureate in 2006. It also earned him another comment before the House from Anchorage Representative Matt Klayman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did want to add a couple of things about Mr. Strahle before
on the topic of
John Strahle.
Klayman has known Strahle for years. He shared a question with the House that Strahle gets often in his line of work.
You're an investigator. Do you carry a handgun? And he looks at them and says no. And somebody says, well, what do you do if you're talking to somebody and that person wants to kill you? And he looks back and he says, they need to bring their own damn gun.
He's got humor, but he's got discipline, too. Strahle keeps a close eye on the Alaska State Legislature. Representative Christ Tompkins says the former detective would hound him if he felt the legislature wasn't getting enough done in Juneau.
I would say in my first few years, if I was not performing up to standards, John, when I would come home to Sitka, would threaten to run me through the spank machine for not reaching a high enough standard of legislative performance.
During those early years, Christ Tompkins had some of Strahle's words written on a Post-it note and stuck to his laptop. It comes from the heart, the Post-it note read.
And with John, it always comes from the heart, and it has for his entire life. And for that reason, it's my honor to remove my objection and to celebrate his amazing legacy as a person and to Alaska.
The legislative citation was approved by both the House and Senate in the same day. It honors John Strahle for more than three decades of public service to the state of Alaska in the fields of poetry, law, and literature. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.